Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
I want to thank you for being here live with us. This is Ken Marsh, Zuma's Health Education Call, last month of 2025. And we're heading into the holiday season. It's certainly a good time to be alive, but also a good time to be focused on your health. And that's, of course, one of the things we'll be talking about purposefully tonight, is to talk about how do we maintain and take care of our health, especially during this holiday season. I get to spend some time tonight with a gentleman who's a good friend of mine and somebody who's been a major, awesome asset to us as a company for so many years now, literally 20 years at this point, of supporting and helping people enjoy more health abundance through calls like this and many other ways. He's done a great job in helping us over the years. He's a doctor of chiropractic. He's a wellness expert in his own right. He's a very accomplished businessman and a pretty darn talented martial artist. So I'm always glad when he gets a chance to spend some time with us on this call. I want to make sure he's here. Dr. Michael Trulia, are you with me?
I am, Dr. Marsh. Good evening, and thank you very much for the kind introduction.
You're welcome. I meant that all sincerely, you know. I don't say those kinds of things lightly. You know, you and I, my goodness, we've known each other a long time. And
Man.
So, you know, I have to honor this long friendship.
Amen. I've appreciated it.
Tonight is definitely good timing for our call because not only are we on the cusp of a new year, which I know makes a lot of people think about hitting the reset button on their health, but we're in the midst of holiday season, which has its own ups and downs, right, when it comes to our health. So I know you've got a pretty timely message related to that. So I'm going to let you lead off our call tonight with your thoughts on that.
Well, thank you very much. And again, it's kind of it's an extremely exciting time of year. I love all the seasons. I love living where I live because of that. About the time I'm tired of one season, it's the next one. But yet, this one with the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, being born and all of that, we just had Thanksgiving and so much to be thankful for. One of the things we do as we're thanking, we sometimes tend to over-celebrate just a little. And we start picking up a few more pounds than we should. And so I want to welcome everybody to the holiday seasons. We start with Thanksgiving and go all the way through the new year. But I want to take a little bit different twist. We're going to talk about, yes, next year all of us will gain a year in that the earth goes around the sun one more time. But do we really have to get older? Do we have to get older physically or mentally? We want to talk about tonight how to turn back literally the hands of time and how we can slow this thing down. And we talk about what ages us, and stress is the factor, be it physical or mental or spiritual or financial or emotional. Stress is the bottom line killer that creates this inflammation in our bodies, and whatever we name the disease, it seems to all start with that. I don't care how many vitamins you take or what else you're doing. If you don't get your mind right in the first place, destruction can start occurring a lot faster. And so, yes, even as a Christian, we're all going to, unless the good Lord comes again, we're all going to go in the ground at some point in time. But why let stress control you? I have this little sign in my office that says, "He who angers you conquers you." So for whatever that's worth, I want to throw that at the very top of our let's get well in this new year. And let's not wait till the three biggest days of exercise, which are January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We all talk about all year, okay, you know, when this time comes, I'm going to get my new workout clothes that I got for Christmas and my new running shoes, and I'm going to start my trek into health. What if we could start it today? What if between now and January 1st, if you indeed need to lose weight, what if you lost just 2 pounds? 2 pounds doesn't sound like much, but if you lost 2 pounds a month for a year, that's 24 pounds less than you are right now. So what if we started thinking about our health and wellness now and just get a little bit of jump start? We're still going to have the cakes and the cookies and the eggnog and the beer and the whatever else that we do. But I highly recommend to you that because of high cholesterol and high blood pressures and pulses and such, we can get a handle on this. We can start beginning to turn back the hands of time. As a matter of fact, some of the science that I've seen says we can turn back the science as much as 10 to 20, not weeks or months, but years. And again, it's reducing stress in our life. And again, stress creates inflammation. And I believe that inflammation can be traced all the way back to the key part of 99.9, if not 100% of all diseases. So how can you really turn back the hands of time, 10 or 20, not just weeks or months, but years? Well, let's just think of things like this, lowering your resting heart rate, your pulse. It says 72 beats per minute is a normal amount of beats your heart has to beat each year. But what if you could lower that 2 to 4 beats per minute? That's over 1 million times per year less your heart has to beat. Your heart is a pump. And if it's a pump and you can make it as effective but not have to beat as many times, won't that start saving on your life? Respirations, how many times you breathe in a minute, same thing. And your blood pressure, what if we could lower it just 5 points, diastolic and systolic, the top and lower numbers? So these things all have been proven to be able to be reversed, actually, slowed down and reversed with very little effort, but just some effort. And this time of year, what if you started with something like a weight loss, again, for those of us who always need to lose a few pounds? What a great, great product and program we have with our Metabolize product. And what if you just started supplementing that just one meal a day right now, starting this week? Supplement that for one of your meals, for one of your Big Macs if you're out and about, or a sub, or whatever else fatty, salty foods that we overindulge in. Our Metabolize program is really fantastic to give you a jump start on feeling full, that's first of all, but feeling nourished, having the proper amount of protein in your body. Again, it's not about losing the weight. People get confused with that a lot of times. I always joke and say I've got the best 100% guaranteed weight loss program that you can have. And people say, well, what is that? I'll say, well, you tell me how many pounds you want to lose. I'll chain you downstairs in my basement, bring you water and a couple slices of bread a couple times a day. And when we get you down to your 5 pounds, 50 pounds, whatever your magic number is, we will have obtained your goal. But you see, losing weight does not necessarily mean you're fit. It does not mean you're fit or healthy. It just means you've lost some pounds on the scale. And I know that's a target for all of us, but it's about what we call the total systems concept. So we want to get you on a program that's going to be effective and lasting and something you can do on a regular basis. So take a look at our Metabolize program, not just for you, but think about this. There are people that if you're a little bit older and in my category, Dr. Marsh's category, that have everything on earth that they need, but they'll complain, and if you'll listen, you know, they might need to lose a few pounds or whatever. Why not give them a gift certificate or a gift supply of a month's worth of Metabolize for the new year? So just something to think about. Well, what else can we do to help with our health and fitness? Well, again, I see this many times in my office too. We just had a police officer that I've been treating, and he's in his 40s now, and he just had to take his fitness test. And fortunately or unfortunately, he was competing with 20- and 30-year-olds. Now, this gentleman's a very fit guy, very strong, extremely strong. But yet when he was doing some of these sprint things, all of a sudden the last set, he wasn't going to let these 20- or 30-year-olds beat him. So he tore out of the gate and, of course, tore hamstring. So now he's going to be down for several weeks. Is it because he's old? Is it because he's in his 40s? Is it because he can't compete? No. I guarantee, number one, he did not pre-stretch before he started that sprint group. And when he had a little break in between, he didn't do any stretching. We're all after this strength thing, and strength is very important. Yes, you have to carry this body around, and for that, you need strength. I hear and go into many well-meaning gyms who talk about, oh, man, you really need to work on the core. And most of us do need to work on the core. But the reality is most people that are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and above, I find strength-wise, hear me carefully, for what they do on their daily basis is really pretty good, but their flexibility doesn't match their strength. So I try to convince people there are 5 major factors to look for, cardiovascular, conditioning of the heart, lung, and arteries, and again, start off slowly. We have these people that come to my office all the time, hurt their hamstring, hurt their calf, hurt their calcaneus, you know, their low back's bothering them. Did you do anything different? No. And finally, after I talk to them a while, they'll say, well, you know, my girlfriend and I, we went out. Remember last Sunday? It was really nice. The sun came out, and we took a little walk. And again, I'll ask him, what do you mean by a little walk? Oh, you know, a couple of hours. Well, when's the last time you did that? Oh, man, last year we did it all the time, about a year ago. I said, you can store fat in degeneration. You cannot store fitness and health. Very important. You can store fat in degeneration. You cannot store fitness and health. And so every time you take off as little as 48 hours, you got to back down and reset and restart again. So that's why the stretching becomes critically more important. And the older we get, again, it has really not much to do with age. What it has to do with is most of us now either stand on concrete and working all day, or we're sitting hunched over a computer all day and our neck and shoulders start to bother us. And those muscles are very strong. And you look at the back, and as I've said before, the mid-back, if you look from the very middle of your back up to your shoulders, those muscles go there, and then they go up the top of your shoulder and insert in the base of your skull. They start in the middle of your back, go out to your oblique, your side, and down into the butt area. Six layers deep, all attaching to the spine. So those of us who go in and, oh, man, I'm going to curl some more weights or lift some more weights, that's all fine and good, but all you're doing is strengthening an already over-tight muscle without making it flexible. So you want a good cardiovascular program, a good flexibility program. Try to work on muscle balances, making the triceps and the biceps pretty much equal workout, as well as the quadriceps and the hamstrings. So most people forget to look at the calves when they start having hamstring tightness, because the you're on your feet, 140-pound person creates roughly 650 pounds of shock through the ankles, knees, hips, spine, every step you take. So can you imagine the people out there who are waitresses, teachers, police officers that are standing most of the day, and then when they're not, what are they doing? They're sitting. And so that constant compression all day of the spine starts early degeneration. Now, you might have heard people talk about that they get shorter as they get older. Well, what actually is happening is you have 7 vertebrae in the neck, 12 in the mid-back, 5 in the low-back, and each of those has a disc space between them except C1 and 2. But can you imagine if each of those shrunk just a 64th of an inch? You can begin to lose 1, 2, or 3 inches in a lifetime. Well, what can we do about that? Well, one of the greatest things we talk about all the time in Zuma is proper hydration. Because as much as I tell people what goes wrong on the outside, I let them know 3 basic principles go wrong on the inside. Poor hydration, poor pH, and poor mineralization. If the pH of your water is too acidic, it's going to not allow the cell to receive not only the water, but the proper nutrients it needs. Your cells have to eat, drink, and excrete just like you do, and they need good foods, good minerals to do that. So the disc is 70% water as well as the muscle that surrounds it. So that's why that becomes very important. And to me, you want to slow down aging. The top of my list has got to be proper hydration, and it, which is targeting half your body weight in ounces of water a day. And if you're going to drink that much, why not drink the most powerful water on the planet, of course, which is your X2O. That puts 70 minerals back in your body as right along while it's bringing the pH of the water to almost a 10. So we have cardiovascular, we have flexibility, we have muscle balance, endurance. How long can you go? You get up in the morning and you do great from 7 to 9, but what happens at 10, 11, and 12? Or what happens at 2, 3, or 4? Or what happens with us who have long days like right now? It's 9 p.m., I'm sorry, Eastern time. We're still up talking and working. So you have to be able to pace yourself and be able to run endurance. Or if you're an athlete and you're playing 4 quarters of football, you can't be a whole lot less in the fourth quarter than you were in the first. If you are, you lose the game. So again, we have cardiovascular, flexibility, muscle balance, endurance. And I put strength last in our total category. In today's society, 30 years ago, when I first started practice or a little longer, strength was really the number one factor. People were working in factories and lifting heavy things and moving stuff and all the time. Well, with automation and things we do now, the biggest problems I see now are teachers in nursing that stands too long, or, again, we're texting, we're on the phone, we're heads down all day long. If you can look at the curves of the spine, and to me, all of this is the precursor is proper biomechanics. When you stand up straight, your chin is directly over your chest is over your pubic bone, and your pubic bone is centered over the talus, your two top of your foot bones. That's perfectly straight. And your spine should be perfectly straight from the front. But from the side, there are three curves. Again, if you're looking straight, eyes in the horizon, and your chin's over your chest, you should have a reverse curve of your neck from the side, looking at it from the side. But when I started practice, I would see my average 25 to 35-year-old, that curve would begin to straighten. Then from straighten, it would go to reverse, start to go the other way. The sad part is today in practice, I'm now seeing that same reversal of curve that I was seeing in 25 to 35-year-olds begin. I'm now seeing it begin at 8 to 12-year-olds. It's actually called Tech's neck. And we're creating a degeneration was a Freudian slip, but that's what I meant to say, a generation of degeneration. And so when I used to see the 25 to 35-year-olds and start to see arthritic change when they got 45 or 50, I'm now starting to see arthritic change in kids that are 20, 18 to 20. Why? Because everybody's got their kids on gaming, on text, or their babysitter. Let them just look at the phone, and their head is constantly down, and they're constantly working on that, those neck muscles and reversing it. So there's little things that we can do like that, teaching proper biomechanics, teaching the five major factors of fitness, getting kids outside, letting them play, learn how to deal with stress mentally, learn how to release that stress. We all have it. It's how do we handle it. Again, remember, he who angers you conquers you. And so learn some relaxation techniques. They become very, very powerful. So what are some of the other things that we can look at to help us lower that age? Well, we talked about using our Metabolize program, and just think, for every 5 pounds you can lose, you're going to put, let's just talk about one small thing, back pain. For every 5 pounds you start to lose, you're going to start decreasing the amount of back pain. Do you know the three biggest reasons for low back pain, barring you've had any falls or accident? And you tell me, just raise your hand, that way we can't, nobody can see you. Here are three of the primary reasons people have low back pain. Number one, poor flexibility in the hamstring. Can you stand up right now, keep your legs locked, bend forward and touch your toes? If you can't, you have a 90% of greater chance of having low back pain. Again, poor flexibility. Number two, weak abdominal muscles. If I can't lie you on your back and you can't cross your hands across your chest, bend your knees, and do 30 bent knees sit-ups in a minute, you have a 90% or greater chance of having low back pain. And number three, for every 5 pounds you have over normal weight, you have a 90% or greater chance of having low back pain. So ask yourself this question. How many of those three things do you have? When I check those things with my patients, I would be willing to very much bet a lot of money, 90% of them have two or more of those things every single week of my life that I treat patients. And yet we ask ourselves, why do we have low back pain? And yet there are three factors that many of us have and forget. If you've ever fallen off a horse out of a tree, down the step, hurt in the surf, any of those things, 10 mile an hour car accident or greater. Oh, one more piece to that. You know, we've got to get away from this symptomatic, I feel good, therefore I must be healthy. We've talked about this many, many times. The definition of health is not merely the absence of disease or infirmity, but the 100% function of all bodily tissue. So we need to work at the five factors of fitness along with proper biomechanics, along with proper hydration and good nutrition. This is how we're going to start turning that clock backwards and slow it down. And it can be done regardless of your age today. I don't care if you're in your 20s. I've seen people extremely unhealthy in their 20s. You can do it in their 30s. You can do it in their 40s. You can do it in their 50s. One of the happiest I've done, and again, it's not about me. I've made a deal with the good Lord a long time ago. I move the bone. He does the healing. But I had a young 15-year-old boy in, and he had a fairly strong scoliosis, curvature of the spine. And he's been up to AI DuPont, one of the best in the world. And they've been working with him, and they've had him in a body cast, one that he can take on and take off, but they felt like they wanted him in longer. I've been working with him 3 months and starting to get him more on hydration and proper pH and adjusted him, and he just had his update at 16, and they tell him he's 20% improved over where he was. That's huge. And to have a young man like that, 15-year-old, who loves playing football, loves sports, to be able to get a chance to continue to do that, it's just knowing sometimes some small things and some things that can move you forward. So to get back to each of us, can you turn back the hands of time? What if we could lower your cholesterol and blood sugar? What another problem we have, and Dr. Marsh is going to speak with you all about that in a minute, but lowering your triglycerides and cholesterol numbers down. Try not to leave all the hype. I mean, when I graduated from graduate school, high cholesterol was considered a total of over 300, believe it or not, and today they want it below 180. I don't believe that's quite necessarily the real numbers, but my point is, if we can get you properly hydrated along with proper nutrients in your body, and we can start lowering your body fat, percentage of body fat, via things like our Metabolize program, you know, our Natural Selection, what a great product for the blood system, and I don't want to get into all that now, but you should take a look at that if you haven't. If you can get on a good multivitamin mineral, and what better do we have than our Life Source or our Life Source Complete Packet? It's just tremendous. I mean, it's so powerful we have to use four vitamins to get it all, or the vitamin would be bigger than the bottle. But those are nutrients you need on a daily basis. And I've said many times, when I get up in the morning and I start taking to get my mental self right, I realize the war has been going on all night in my body. So I'm sending in the army. I'm sending in my ninjas. And every vitamin I take, that nutrient via Zuma, I thank the Lord for it. And then I say, okay, go to work and start fighting the bad guys because they're in my body and I want to correct that. So to sum it all up, guys, you can slow this process down of aging. You can slow this process down of poor health. You just need to take it step by step and get with your mentor. Or like Dr. Marsh was talking to me earlier, so many of these topics and subjects, or all of them, are in our back office. So if there's stuff you forget, re-listen to that. But one other great product that Zuma just has come out with is our new Equala. And I want Dr. Marsh to pick it up from here and finish up with the powerful friend we have now and how many of our people in the marketplace are borderline diabetic, diabetic, or pre-diabetic. I'm telling you, the numbers, I believe, are far more staggering than even the stats are showing. So with that, Dr. Marsh, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Dr. T. And what a good topic tonight, because, again, this whole anti-aging, or in your case, as you were discussing tonight, basically reversing aging, it is a real thing. And I think a lot of people don't assume that that's possible, but it is. And science is now proving that, which is, I mean, what a great time to be alive in terms of what we're learning about the human body and what we can do to it. But one of the things we have learned, and you've definitely alluded to it, is in our society, especially here in the United States, but it's prominent all over the world, is this reality that most of us, whether we know it or not or recognize it, are way over-consuming sugar. And many times it's because it's hidden, it's not apparently obvious to us, or we underestimate the amount of sugar that we're intaking through diet and beverages and other things. And it's especially prominent this time of the year in the holidays. In fact, I was just on the phone tonight with my sister a couple hours ago, and my sister actually was indicating that she's already overindulged a lot of, she talks about all the desserts that show up at her office and people bring in stuff, and she can't walk by it without grabbing one. And so again, we're all in that boat. I'm not suggesting that we don't enjoy and indulge and you know, experience the holidays the way they're meant to be. But this amount of sugar intake that we take as a society, it is detrimental in so many ways. One of the ways it's detrimental is it shortens our lifespan, because that excess of sugar leads to so many other issues, whether it's excess body fat, whether it's out of control blood sugar, whether it's insulin resistance, whether it's additional inflammation. And sugar and an overabundance of it feeds many of our disease and those conditions, including unraveling the ecology and the balance within the gut, which is, again, about 70% of our immune system sits down there. So we think about all these things that are challenging to our bodies in terms of disease and illness conditions, And man, sugar is at the center of a lot of these things. So managing glucose intake, managing your blood sugar, managing your body's ability to regulate insulin properly, where you can be more insulin sensitive instead of insulin resistant, is really important for longevity, for overall health, for reversing the aging process, and especially, again, during the holiday season. And that's why, you know, as a company, we are so excited we were able to get the Equala product into the marketplace just before entering the end of the year here, because this is that time of the year when managing, you know, the amount of sugar that we're traditionally intaking is so critically important for so many reasons. And so for those of you who are on this journey in your mind about, hey, how do I live better? How do I feel better? How do I look better? One of the things that has to be on your list or your checkbox, if you will, in addition to all the other things that Dr. T's talked about tonight, is managing the amount of sugar that you, number one, put in your body. And then when you know you're putting that sugar in your body, whether it's the form of pasta or carbs or breads or just plain out sugar added to various different foods we eat or beverages or even condiments have a lot of sugar added to them, you need to be conscious of that and you need to manage that and allow your body to better manage that. And that's where Equala is like your secret weapon, if you will, on how to keep those things in check. And so I'll personally tell you this, and then I'm going to turn the call back to Dr. T for any final thoughts or comments he has. But I'm personally using Equala this holiday season, not because I have some blood sugar issues or not because I have insulin resistance, but because I know I'm indulging. And I know when I'm indulging, I'm shocking my body by suddenly consuming a lot more sugar than I'm normally ever consuming. But again, I don't want to pass up those delicious, you know, holiday cookies and desserts and all that good stuff. I love this time of year for that reason. But I also want to make sure I give my body every opportunity to not be turned upside down by that. And that's why I'm personally using Equala during the holiday season to manage that additional sugar intake. So you don't have to necessarily be in a situation where you're already out of control with your blood sugar management. But if you're just trying to manage it at times like this, when you're intaking more of it in your diet, it's a great tool to use to make sure that you can manage it better. So, Dr. T, any final thoughts or comments on anything we talked about tonight?
The body has the ability of healing itself. However, we as human beings tend to slow that down a lot by the crazy things we do. When we do that, we need a little help from our friends. And I'm telling you, the Zuma products we have mentioned tonight, and I'm so glad Dr. Marsh mentioned about the microbiome, our gut health stuff is just, to me, that's been one of the greatest breakthroughs that we did. And it's in all the literature now. It's been out for about 2 years. And so please, you know, if you want to look better, feel better, and live longer, pay attention to the calls that we do. And really, you know, sometimes it's so big, oh my gosh, I got to lose 50 pounds or I just feel so bad. I understand that, but the old saying is true for this also. You eat an elephant and a chicken the exact same way, one bite at a time. So start that. Start your new year right now. Just make a conscious effort a little bit. You know, patients in my office are bringing me all kinds of stuff. I've already gained 2 pounds since Thanksgiving and now because of this very reason. So, again, it's one of those things very easy to say, not always so easy to do, but it's doable for all of us. So with that, I say have a wonderful, wonderful Merry Christmas. Fabulous new year, and looking forward to see you all next year. And again, thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your evening. Thanks, Dr. Marsh.
Hey, Dr. T, as always, I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be here and share your words of wisdom. So thank you for everything that you do, and happy holidays to you as well.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Well, thanks again. I want to appreciate you guys as well for being here live. And, of course, I know many of you will be picking this up at the recording. So, again, thank you for being a part of the Zuma family and for engaging in these kinds of educational talks. And remember, part of the advantage of this being a recording is you can share this with anybody that you think can benefit from this. So I encourage you to do that. And until next time, thanks again for listening in. We'll talk to you very soon. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Night, everybody.